going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I will do it, but I like the hot. There's something about the hot towel over the eyes that kind of clears me up. Now, I needed some hot towels over my eyes for the defense yesterday for the San Francisco
Yikes.
Giants.
Well, I thought you were going to go grandson of the wind, Jung-Hoo Lee there. But again, it all works out. Okay. Well, it was brutal. It was a brutal watch.
There was a couple of situational plays. So, like, you know, baseball defense is about knowing, you know, pre-pitch, hey, if the ball's hit to me, where am I going to go with it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's the situation, right? Where are the runners at? What are they trying to do? If the ball's not hit to me, where am I going? And you're going to look and you're going to see 2 errors from the Giants yesterday. One from Patrick Bailey throwing one, which he just should never throw. And another from Willie Adames. But they had multiple gaffes in this one. And a simple play like this, it's a runner on first. And there's a base hit to left field. And Ramos comes throwing to third. And you allow the back runner, who is Christian Yelich, to go basically from first to second because you're throwing 3, even though you have no chance of throwing out Jackson Chourio. And now you take away the force play up the middle. And now you have 2 players in scoring position. Little things like that. Now, they've been really buttoned up in terms of playing pretty fundamental baseball. But I thought yesterday, Jordan Hicks should not have been on the hook for as bad of an outing as it might have looked if you were looking at the box score, because I thought there were a lot of little things that his defense didn't do, like that play by Ramos, that kind of sets you up for failure if you're a starting pitcher.
Jordan Hicks yesterday, 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, as you're alluding to, 5 Ks with 3 walks. He wasn't great.
I don't want to pretend like he was great.
Behind him, Willy Adames with a bad hit, throwing error. Bailey had one. It was just not a great game overall. And those happen. It's a long season, man. Just sweep that one under the rug, come back today, and try to win this series, man. And you got one more after that. We got a, 12:45?
Hey.
But maybe I'll go out to the yard tomorrow. No, tomorrow I'm saying. We got 12:45 pitch. I might head out to the yard for my first game this year, Joe. Nice. I might do that.
You know,
it's not windy, though. If it's windy, I'm out.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's just... The Brewers are a team that I think everybody brings up, like the Tampa Bay Rays, in terms of like smartly run, you know, good fundamental baseball team that competes every single year. And if you look at their payroll versus maybe like their win total every year, they get great bang for the buck.
They do. They've only, like, in my lifetime really paid like a couple guys, Yelich being one of them. I think Ryan Braun, maybe Ricky Weeks. Yeah, back in the day, right?
Churio recently.
Obviously, yeah. But they identify their young talent early and try to keep those one guy.
No doubt.
That one guy that you can keep for a long time, they do that. And they're, like you said, they're always fundamentally sound. They're usually one and done in the playoffs, but they make the playoffs.
Every year.
Yeah.
And look, that division is kind of like right now, it's an odd division. Yeah. But I want to give them credit. They play a really fun brand of baseball, and they've got a lot of good players. Contreras is a good player. Terang, the second baseman, is a really good player. And I'm watching that team, and I say to myself, like, you know, there is something to be said for just being a smart, well-run organization. That you don't have to spend the most amount of money. But now, to your point, if you want to win big in the playoffs, having... 3-4 deep at the pitching staff and being able to afford an injury and be able to buy a guy at the deadline. Those things do matter. That is what separates the Dodgers and the Yankees from some of these other teams.
And remember, Corbin Burns was their guy, right? And there was a whole like cheap moniker when he left. He just wanted to get paid, and then it went to arbitration and there was bad blood between both of them. Eventually he goes to the Orioles and now he's with the Arizona Diamondbacks, obviously, but yeah, there's a lot baked into it. And I know Brewers particularly, they're trying to get like a new stadium, right? They're trying to like get, they're trying to get like the public's money for it. There's a whole thing laid into it.
Was pretty relatively new.
Well, that's the thing, right?
20 years?
Well, remember when the Braves built their new stadium, and their stadium, their other one was built like in 1993 or something. I was like,
can I tell you what I'm out on?
Yeah.
I'm completely out on public funding of these stadiums. Now, I understand there's a happy medium. Like, for example, with the Warriors stadium, did the city pay for certain infrastructure around the stadium? Of course they did, right? Do we create certain bonds and tax measures in this new quote-unquote entertainment district, which is where the Warriors stadium is, to try to kind of subsidize some of this infrastructure, whether it's the BART platform, the Muni platforms, mm-hmm. or some of the other things that are in the air? Of course. But like asking the public to put on a new roof, or build an entire new stadium, I'm just so out on that.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Warriors and organizations, right? And trust me, we'll talk Giants, we'll talk Niners. We were talking all of it. We talked all of it yesterday, and it was quite refreshing. We're going to talk about all the teams today as well. 888-957-9570 is the number. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And again, call or text the same number. And the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is now open. We got Ryan Hollins, Rockets TV color analyst and 10-year NBA vet. Remember, used to see him on First Take.
Yeah, he's good.
At ESPN. No, he's got some good stuff. So we're going to talk to him at 6:50. What's the mindset for Houston heading into game two? Because psychologically, this is where I'm at with this game tonight. You win this game tonight if you're the Warriors. On paper, you can't win the series. I get that. But with the win, it psychologically, the series is over. If you go up 2-0 and you're heading back to Shea Center, psychologically, if you're Houston, I just don't see a 1-4 out of the next 5 games. I just don't see that happening. Well, now, you could push it, okay, and that would hurt the Warriors because rest is important for this team. But on paper, like, you can't win it tonight. Psychologically, you can deal a massive blow tonight winning this game. And I think you're going to get the best fight out of any other game in this series tonight from Houston. They cannot be as bad as they were offensively the other night. They just can't be.
No, they can't. And there's actually something very specific that I'm worried about. If I'm Houston, there's a specific thing that I would be calling for if I was Ime Udoka, and we'll get into it. Just ever so quickly on baseball and the Giants, they do need to think about their rotation here. And I'm looking at this team and what I thought would be like a strength of the roster. Logan Webb has been excellent. Pitched way better than the win-loss record. Verlander, I kind of wanted a little more.
He's an old man. We'll see.
He got screwed in the game on Sunday, so yeah. I'm hoping he could turn things around. Robbie Ray, I'm kind of up in the air on. You know, this is a guy coming back from Tommy John. I have as many question marks as I have optimism. And then Landon Roop's been arguably their second best pitcher. And then Jordan Hicks yesterday. I think Jordan Hicks is a bullpen guy, personally. He's been okay. He's been okay as a starter. But I want to see Hayden Birdsong get into this rotation. And then the question now becomes, well, do you make a deal? Because you do have some guys in the minor leagues. We talked about first base yesterday. You do have some guys in the minor leagues that you could either elevate, like a Carson Wisenhunt, a Kyle Harrison, or maybe you use them as a trade piece to get someone who is major league ready. I don't know. But I do think that they should definitely start considering looking at their rotation and maybe going to one of these younger arms at least one time through the lineup. And maybe Jordan Hicks can be a guy as a ninth inning, you know, as you go kind of closer by committee right now with Doval and Ryan Walker. Could Jordan Hicks be a guy that you throw in there at the end of the game? Like, I don't love him as a starter. I do really love him as a bullpen arm.
And that's why it hurt. And I know you were very bummed when it happened, when you didn't get Corbin Burnes, because you thought you were there. Like, just think about Corbin Burnes on this team right now with that rotation. I don't mean to bring up old wounds, but like, that's why we were talking about why it was such a big, I'm not going to say whiff, because I think Arizona was his number one destination all along. He lives there, state taxes, all that built into it. Just easier for him and his family. But like, imagine him on this rotation right now. And again, you just keep doing what you're doing, Giants. Stay above 500, couple games. You're going to be in it at the trade deadline. You can make a move potentially for a second, a third, a fourth arm, whoever, another big bat in the lineup, right? But you're looking at what Jordan Hicks has done so far this year. It started off pretty good.
It's spotty.
Five innings yesterday, seven innings prior to that. And I know he grinded out that game against the Phillies. It got away from him a little bit early there, but five earned runs against the Yankees, probably his worst start. Seven earned runs there against the Mariners. He's pretty solid, but it's been a mixed bag for a guy that was actually really freaking good the first couple months last year. And then he fell off. What's concerning to me now is that we're seeing that like the bad Jordan Hicks a little bit earlier than last year. And that's what's, I'm not sure about it. And again, he has diabetes, and there was that whole thing built into it last year. The fatigue, the guy's soaking in sweat sometimes before games. So there's all the
blood
sugar.
No,
that's a real thing. I know he talks about, I know Mason Miller, the closer for the A's, dealt with it. Like, that's a thing for pitchers. So just something to monitor here early on. Maybe you can get back on track, but you do have that in the back pocket though. If you want to shift him to the bullpen, maybe you shift Birdsong into his spot. We'll see.
Well, and I think that why I like that, like, kind of swap out, and it's just one thought. Maybe it's someone else, but Hicks could go multiple innings if you needed him to out of the pen, kind of like how they've been doing with Birdsong.
Ivy
right now.
Low guy makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it would give him an opportunity to be able to just reach back and throw as hard as he wants. I understand that certain guys, though, like him, like, he's kind of expressed, I want to be a starter. I get that. That's where the money is. The money is being a starter. But, dude, you could have another 10-year career if you just stick to the bullpen. It's easy for me to say. It's hard for him to embrace it. I think it would be the best version of him. But I think I'm focused on the rotation, but I don't want to also let it be lost that Adames is not hitting right now at all.
Batting 196.
Okay. Chapman has been quiet. Ramos has been relatively quiet as of late. Now, Flores was good yesterday, but the batting average isn't robust, but he's had some monster moments.
Yeah, he's been clutch.
Lamont Wade has been awful.
You called that one. You were early onto that bandwagon.
He's just been awful. And I don't want to beat the drum on him too much. Matos hasn't been great lately.
No.
VR came back, and I thought, you know, we'll see with VR, because I've gotten teased by him before.
Fitz has looked good.
Fitz has been great.
Yeah.
No, Fitz,
yeah.
Fitz. Right now, it's Fitz and Jung Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
That's who's carrying this lineup. And then the other guy who is struggling right now at the plate, even though two nights ago he had a decent day, Patrick Bailey.
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking like four or five guys in this lineup are ice cold.
Mm-hmm. 888.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.